got action. We 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 got woo. We got action. We got action. We got woo. We got action. Now we got action. We got woo.
You are now tuned in to Intellectually Petty Radio. Hey, yo, Josh. We got action, homie.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerd DJs Radio Network, y'all know I only rock with legends around here, and today is absolutely no exception. We have adult entertainment star, financial... I forgot what the word was because I'm such a neophyte to this world. So we'll get into the financial podcaster, overall dope ass individual. Onyx Muse is in the building today. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Dominatrix, financial dominatrix. Yes.
Yes.
I'm old. You know, I forget shit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How's life? How's your family?
Life is great. My daughter is fantastic. I just got her ready for the day, and it's beautiful and sunny out here now in Vegas.
Oh God, Vegas! Uh-huh. I've been out there once, and it was like visiting.
Once? Oh my Lord!
It's too fucking. It was like 8,000 degrees at 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't do it.
Oh yeah, we're either very very hot or very very cold. We have a month, like this is kind of our month where it's like, you know, in between.
So you're going to be in Detroit this weekend, right?
I am. I'm excited. I haven't been to Detroit in, I think, like 2 years. It's been a while. I love Detroit.
Oh, well, I was born and raised there, so I'm a little biased.
All right.
And the draft is going to be there this weekend. So
I know. It's going to be crazy. I'm surprised I got a call. I mean, I am and I am and I'm not, but I'm excited.
Well, Mikey is the guy.
He is the guy. But you know what? Detroit, the Lions were really, they were pushing this year.
Yeah, the best they've done in my existence.
Super Bowl.
So let me ask you this. Well, when you hear about adult entertainment, and it's like, oh, you know, it's... they had the worst life ever, and I'm not trying to be funny about it. But but there's a lot of people that just do it because that's what they love to do.
Yes.
Which one would you fall into?
I am not that person. Like, obviously there's an aspect to this like work, this career that now I enjoy, but when I first got into it, I actually never wanted to get into it. I was a victim of exploitation. I had a boyfriend who he tried to put like revenge porn up on the internet. And he was connected to girls like in the industry. And it was a very like scary time because I actually was in nightlife. I was a go-go dancer at the time. For nightclubs. So I had like, you know, contracts with like credible nightclub venues, like the hottest ones in Los Angeles. And I booked dancers. You know, I had a residency contract with Live Nation at House of Blues in the time that it was there. And it was scary, but, I wasn't like making crazy money. It was good enough, right? And so the porn girls were like, hey, they're like, why don't you do porn and you'll get like a little notoriety and then like you could get them off your back. And I thought it was crazy. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no, I can't do that. But then it just got to the point where this man kept like trying me, like, and I am not like, I'm not like a rich kid of any sort that like came from like Beverly Hills or anything like that. Like I'm from the hood in like California, and technically it's Riverside County, but it's Moreno Valley, and it's like very, you know, not the best, but but a humble, like I had a very humbling, like you know, childhood growing up there. So I was just like, this man like really thinks that he wants to put these videos up. And so I got to the point where I emailed him back and I was like, fuck you, I'll beat you to it. I'll do it. I'll do porn. And then your pictures and videos won't mean shit. And that is how I got into it. So I kind of went in like strategically. And then from there, I kind of saw a lot of different like opportunities. There was webcamming that I thought was really interesting. This was before OnlyFans. I still webcam to this day because it's just great. You can be at home, you can, you know, make money, and you're not like out anywhere. And it's a different hustle. So I also tried to like help some of my girls. Mm-hmm. Go-go dancing or any other like, you know, regular modeling that needed help with money that may be interested. Because it is, I mean, you're still dealing with explicit, you know, customers, but it is a way to like get financially dependent. And then there is, you know, dancing. And I've gotten to the point where I became a feature dancer. You know, there's shows, you can make merch products. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, obviously you do need to, you know some things. when you are gonna shoot a scene, or even two, like when you're online and you have these guys ready to go and they want some like, you know, verbal like help with jerk off instructions, or maybe
Wait. So guys actually need instructions for that?
Guys want instructions, yes. And actually, it's probably one of the top requests that I get online. You know, and now it's like there's OnlyFans, so it's like right in your pocket. Yeah, like I think also too, it's like they get off on hearing the woman's like voice and stuff. So. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole new world, right?
well, it is and it isn't. You know, yes. You know, like sex is, you know, the oldest business known to man.
Right.
So it's just it's just got more cameras now.
Yeah. And I think, too, men get bored. And also, I mean, it's open-ended. There's women who want it, too. Not as much though, but men are always coming up with some crazy experimental ways how they want to get off and spend their money.
I'm curious. Do you feel you're unfair to relationships?
Am I unfair? Why is that?
Is it like a guy is cheating on his significant other?
No, I feel like I'm a mental health provider in the sense that, like, most of the time men, they're not cheating, like, as if, like, I'm not trying to take them home, and I don't encourage them to, like, leave their relationships, but I know that men need a void. Men are very, like, sexual beings, right? And sometimes women, maybe they are, you know, they have kids and multiple kids, and, you know, the man's not getting anything, and he doesn't want to necessarily cheat, but he doesn't want to continue going to bed with these feelings. So I don't think that I'm a home wrecker or anything like that, but I mean, they're going to come, and at least it's better that they get it off virtually than, you know, going out and finding somebody.
Okay, so the first movie you were in, what was the scariest part?
The scariest part was kind of not knowing, like, what's going to happen, even though, like, I knew what was going to happen. And I just remember, like, They did it all. Like, you know, I got picked up in a limo and, oh, we had drinks ready to go. And I just, like, I had to put this face on. Like, I was so used to being like such a professional, and I was like, hi, I'm Onyx Muse. I'm going to fuck you today. So I just like, for me, like, even though I was like, you know, a little like nervous and had anxiety, I was not about to let them think that they were just going to like, you know, spook me up. Like, I was going to try to spook them up before they can scare me.
So is it all acting, or is there, do you enjoy some of it?
Well, I am a very like sexually, like, you know, I love sex and stuff, but for the most part, like, as I started learning, like, as you know, and performing in more videos, yeah, I mean, it is acting. It's not sexy to the point that, you know, you have to stop, like, change scenes and whatever. Some of it is a little hot. Like, you really don't know who you're going to be performing with until, like, a few days before, or maybe, like, a week before. So, you know, and that gives you time to, like, investigate, and you want to kind of, like, see. It's not, like...
I see what you're working with, huh?
Yeah, I mean... We got to see. So then I could kind of be like, hey, like, no pile driving me. but I, you know, I've had some moments, like, I've had some scenes where I've had to take the reins of, like, there was a younger guy in one of the scenes. I did my sister's hot friend, and he was really cute and stuff, and I kind of dominated him a little bit, like, before the scene goes. I made him a little nervous. And then there was one where the camera guy actually could not get his shit together. And it's actually a funny story now looking back at it. But every time, like, I would say my line and look into the camera, like, he would lose it. And he was like, oh my God. He's like, you're just so hot. And then I had to be like, okay, hold on. I was like, look, I only have an hour and we're going over time. So we need to go downstairs, smoke a blunt, and then we're going to get into it. Like, you know, so it's, you just, I mean, you just never know, like, what's going to happen. Maybe there was, like, one or two scenes that were, like, super hot, but there's also a lot of shit you have to, like, micromanage.
Yeah, because that's wild that the cameraman can't keep it together.
It was funny. We were at, like, it was, like, during a convention. So it was just like, hey, like, I'm trying to get to these after parties. I'm trying to get to these other networking events, and we're going over time. And, like, I need to. So I just ran into that director during AVN this year. So it was really funny.
What's a no for you?
A no is I definitely don't like men to dominate me. It's a little hard because, you know, it just, I don't like rough sex. So I'm very, like, sensual. So I have to, like, give them the rundown. I don't do anal. So I was always like, no butt stuff. I'm cute. You guys are going to fucking, you know, stretch me out. And I'm not trying to do all that. And yeah, pretty much that. I mean, and I don't like no, like, slapping my face or anything like that. I mean, good. Thankfully, I've never had that situation happen. But yeah, and I could kind of, like, speak for myself when I'm at these things.
Okay, what exactly, you brought up financial dominatrix? What the hell is that?
So I've been a financial dominatrix for about, like, over 10 years now, and I dominate men by draining their wallets consensually.
So you're a wife, basically.
I'm not. Oh,
just kidding, ladies.
I mean, in a sense, but no. So they give me money, and I just give them their fetish, which is me, my feminine energy, or maybe they like my feet. They want to be objectified by me. They're my human ATM. And I also, now I've been able to like turn this virtual. So I don't even have to like meet with them. And I go into like Heinz stores, I make content, and I'll like upsell them to do live. Like they could go on Skype or Zoom and do it in real time. And I bring my girlfriends too. So I spread the love. The salespeople in the stores are like, fuck yeah, like we need a sale. So I'm just
this is wild.
Finding this great technology that we have.
Okay, what's the weirdest fetish that somebody's asked of you?
The weirdest fetish was somebody liked my ears, and like every time I did this, he was like going crazy. I was like, ears? Really? Like, it's different.
I don't even know what the fuck to say to that.
It grows all the time. I have a great girlfriend. They'll do like art stuff, and I'm just like, no, hard limit. I'm not doing that.
So there is actually some man on the planet that gets off on women farting.
There is several men. That is like a whole, like I know, like my girlfriend, I had her on my podcast. She specializes in that. I mean, when I was interviewing her, it was blowing my mind. And then what was funny was we did like a a live stream together on our OnlyFans, and her fans were like coming in and they were like, can you do a video where you're farting? And I was like, no, like she's got that. I'm good.
I am so disappointed in men right now.
I mean, you know, it's a great time to be alive. If women want to benefit off of that, who knew?
Oh my God. I'm speechless on that one. Oh my God. Okay.
You saw it all.
Apparently not. And I've always been too cheap to go to strip clubs.
Right.
Which do you prefer, movies or strip club?
I prefer the strip club. Movies, it's kind of like I did it. I've done there. It's not like my favorite thing to do. Except if I'm like with girls. I love performing with girls. But you know, it's just like hit or miss. But like the strip club, I love the strip club because I have bouncers there, nobody's getting weird. Obviously, like I do pole training, so especially the stage is like my realm. Mm-hmm. But and also like it's the hustle, like there's so much hustle, tips and things like I don't know, it's just fun.
Best night on the pole.
Best night in the pole. I want to say, gosh, I think it was during not Super Bowl, but there was like a cannabis event, and me and my homegirl, who's actually from Detroit, mm-hmm. we were on stage, and we had a guy and keep in mind, like this is stage. We had a guy drop about $1,000 on us each in ones. And I mean, like most times, like guys are throwing like $1 bills. So it's like to get a grand, that's pretty like, that was great. And I think he threw it on stage and walked away. Like we tried to even like talk to him. He didn't care. So it's like, we love those.
So it wasn't really for you. It was a flex for everybody else to see.
Maybe. We love those flexes.
I bet.
Bring that flex on.
How do you maintain a personal life?
Oh, very easy. I mean, I definitely have to like draw a line between like work stuff and my personal life, especially like my mom life. Yeah, you just like now that I'm a mom and my child's like getting older and stuff, I really like, you know, I designate like times that I'm available for some, you know, funky old good time. And then when it's like off, then it's like, okay, she's away, hung Onyx up in the closet, back on mom mode. And yeah, it's all about discipline. It's all about discipline. Cause I really like, I also want to make sure I spend quality time with my child. Mm. And I don't like, when I'm with my child, I try to not like answer messages and be on there. My Sundays, I am totally checked out. Like that's like my day for me and my daughter.
The internet never turns off. So yeah. At some point, she's going to know what mom's does.
Yeah.
How do you, are you planning for that conversation or you're just going to just
move it? I'm not planning, but I will definitely, I mean, obviously we will get there. Mm. And I will teach her like, you know, what I had to do, my sacrifices. I'm definitely not trying to let her be in it. You know, when I told my parents, so my parents, they were very like strict on me. I came from a military like family and they did obviously didn't, you know, want me to do this. And when I got into this work, like even before like I made the decision to do porn, because kind of like porn and dancing were on the same timeline. Mm-hmm. I told them and I also helped them with like my parents were going through a divorce. And then they told me that my grandmother ran 3 strip clubs in the Philippines. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. So, I mean, then I had to talk to my grandma definitely did not tell me anything, but just as what I'm doing to my daughter, I'm teaching her how to be, you know, a strong, independent woman. And when she gets to my age and she has a little bit more sense, then I will let her know, like, if she finds out, like, yeah, this is what mom had to do. And, like, you know, this is why you have a great life.
Do you plan on owning a club yourself?
I am definitely... I'm working on a few business plans that I would love to own a club. I'm working on doing kind of like a membership thing where I can travel and do kind of pop-up clubs. There's a lot of responsibility that goes into like a building that is, you know, property that's always there. And just by me in the strip club world kind of seeing all these different clubs and their hurdles and stuff that they're dealing with. Yeah, I don't know if I would actually like own a club because I would like to have something that involves like, I'm very well connected in like the cannabis industry. And it's really hard to kind of combine those two worlds with like liquor licenses and stuff like that. But yeah, actually, I'm working on, so I have like a streaming channel where I do my podcast and I'm going to put like knowledge, like educational knowledge for dancers who are getting into this, who need help with like hustle tips, you know, how to get dressed and starting like a lingerie line. Cause I spend a lot of money on lingerie. I make my bitches spend money on lingerie for me. And I'm just like, oh, lingerie, like that's a no-brainer. By the way, like if they are watching this, they're like, oh, they're like loving it.
So wait, so you have bitches buying you lingerie.
Oh yeah. So part of my like virtual shopping, like I go into like high-end stores like Asian Provocateur or, you know, whatever, Honey Burdette. And yeah, I make him drop a lot. I mean, I deserve it.
I no judgment zone here. I'm just, they're at home buying you clothes.
Yeah. Well, also too, like, so then like they'll buy me new ones and I'll replenish, like I'll give them my old ones. So we need a deal.
that doesn't seem very sanitary. I'm sorry.
You know what? That's what they want. I charge them like per, like they'll ask, like I sell socks. I sold panties, of course, and I sold like my knockoff shoes. Like I actually like have a pair right now. I have to send that out to my top bitch, Justin. I didn't know. They came to me and I was like, it was really funny because one of my top guys, he hit me up and was like, oh, he's like, can I buy your socks? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I sold
them. That's what you want to fucking buy? A pair of socks?
Was that?
That's what you asked for? Socks?
That's what he asked for. So then he goes, so I like looked it up as to like where I could price it. And I was like, all right, bam. I was like, $65 a pair, right? And then he was like, okay. He's like, can I get it? He's like, how much for like, for you to wear multiple days? And I was like, huh? And I was like renting cars out. Like I did Turo and I was like $50 a day. And he was like, all right. He's like, can I get 2 days? And I was like, great. And then he was like, I'll buy your girlfriend socks. And so I called my girlfriend.
Oh my God.
At the strip club. And I was like, hey, I was like, what's up, girl? I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm at the club. It sucks. And I was like, do you want to sell your socks? And then you'll sell it for like, you'll wear it for like 2 days. And she was just like, yes. And then after that, she was like, I'm never doing $100 dance. And she brought a bunch of socks and yeah.
That is okay. So what's a pair of used draws go for?
$200. Oh yeah.
Oh my
God. I'm a factory. We're factories, right?
So there, you have found a way to make a bag off of literally everything.
Yeah, actually. So what was funny was as I started to like sell, like, you know, whatever, I had Victoria's Secret panties and stuff. Then that's how I kind of got into like the lingerie stuff because I was like, wait a minute, I could get my own products, like a private label, then I can like have my own brand. And then when I resell these items on top of selling actual like new products, I was like, then I'm selling back my brand back to them.
Oh, now you got to make what do they call those? Like when it's one of a kind.
Yeah.
You know, like I was in this movie, I signed this pair of drawers at this time.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
get the special, you'll get the special underwear.
I have some, like there was like a scene I did recently and it was kind of weird. I mean, whatever, like I'm sure, you know, porn people, they do this, but they were, before they released a video, they dressed all the girls up in the lingerie. And then we saw that they were like selling our lingerie and like dead ass. I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm about to buy that shit myself and resell it myself.
Although that kudos to them for recognizing the market.
I know, right? So, but yeah, like panty hustle has always been a thing. I remember me and my girlfriend, we were slanging panties on Craigslist for a second.
Oh my God.
And this is before there was websites for it. And then like bitches would fucking like, they would flag your post so that your post would go down and stuff. So it was like, you had to like, oh, it, yeah, the world has really like, I have came from the beginning of all of this. So women really, I mean, you got to benefit on like this time to be alive.
Okay, so from the beginning to now, what's the greatest plus and the biggest minus?
The greatest plus has been that I have just been able to create this whole brand for myself, this career where I get multiple streams of income in different ways. You know, I don't have to go and work at a job if I don't want to. You know, I've been able to like help my family, and also been able to travel and meet amazing people. So that's been the plus. The minus, I would say, is just the, you know, critics of people always, you know, trying to, like, especially like right now, like I do a lot of podcasts, like these red pill podcasts that go on, we do these debates, you know, about dating and, you know, especially in my dating world, men are just, you know, they have their cautionary, you know, warnings about sex workers and they don't like it, or, you know, it's fun, right? In the beginning, like, ooh, you're a porn girl, you're a dancer. And then all of a sudden, when feelings start to get caught up, and then they're just like, oh, I don't want you doing what you do and blah, blah, blah. Like, that's the only, like, downside. But I mean,
I couldn't do it.
For the most part, yeah, it's, you know, whatever. We're about this life.
Like, and that, yeah, and that's the part, like, it's got to be difficult as far as having relationships. It's, like, because yeah. that's like your woman cheating on you every night.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it that way, but if you know that your woman is about her business and she ain't going to let some, you know, extra shit go on. But I don't know. I mean, it's everybody has their way dealing with it. Some men are very open to women who are in the industry. And then also too, I mean, I know a lot of women that were single and we do our thing and, you know, we just continue to work on ourselves. And I don't know. I mean,
would you be uncomfortable with a guy that was too okay with it?
I have, yeah. It's like weird. You know, when you date somebody who is like too infatuated, like with your work and like getting off on that, that's a little weird. You know, you do kind of want some balance. And also too, it's like you want to have a relationship where you are also like I said, like I'm putting Onyx away. She's, you know, in the closet. I'll pull her out and I want them to be with like my human self. So it's, yeah, it's just, it's tough. It's weird. And then you got guys that like, you know, they get so infatuated with the business side of things and they start counting your money and then you got to deal with that.
Now they're still in your panties and socks and they're selling them on the side themselves.
Well, they better not be. That's when you go get the bat and you go, well, I don't know. you gotta keep your product away, right? My hustle.
So what's the, in today's society, do you have to hang it up at some point?
Yes. I've gone back and forth with this. Mm. As a parent, yes, I have to hang up. And also, like, as somebody's girlfriend, wife, whatever. Yes, I have to hang up the performer side. But I think that I can still be in this world. I can definitely help a lot of women get through a lot of hurdles that I had to go through. I can help you know, have a business around this industry. So I don't necessarily need to hang up fully. And then plus too, like, I could always be a financial dominatrix. I mean, I could do that to the day I die if I need to, but it's, I just think like the dancer and the porn performer, you will get to a point where you do have to, like, you know, put a stop to it.
Although your homegirl probably got the perfect business plan, because she could fart the rest of her days.
I know that. You know what? Like, kudos to that. I mean, we think, like, as women, that little private time, somebody wants that. I have had my top bitch, he did want, like, you know, toenail clippings, and he wanted my hair. He wanted my hair out of my hairbrush. It makes, it's kind of strange. Oh, I've sold my bath water to him too.
What the fuck are you doing with bath water?
$200 in a, like, big jar. So I had different sizes of jars, and he was like, well, which one do you want? I'm like, well, obviously I want you to buy the biggest one. And yeah, that was exciting. Like, going into, like, a craft store, I was like, look, I guess that's the entrepreneur in me.
Yo, that toenail clippings.
Mm-hmm. I had to tell my nail lady who was, like, doing my nails. I was like, oh, here's a little snack bag. Can you put that in there? I mean, and at the end of the day, you have, like, I know people are like, oh, that's crazy. But also, it's the art of the sell. It's how do you sell that? You got to be the businesswoman to sell that.
Okay, so please elaborate on how you convince a motherfucker to buy your toenail clippings.
So, I saw a video on social media of this other dom who did it, and I was like, oh damn. And then I was, you know, talking to my bitch, and I was just like, oh, you know, he loves my feet. And I was like, oh, and he was, and I was just like, oh, I was like, are my feet so beautiful? I was like, don't you want to, like, a piece of them with you at all time? Like, don't you want a piece of me? And because they worship their goddess, their femininity. He actually was like, oh, he's like, what would you sell to me? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, you want my toenail clippings? I'm like, I always have pretty cute polish on them, and you can get, and I was like, and it's a part of me. And then that's what gets them wraps.
I hope this person doesn't live in my neighborhood.
No.
I'm scared.
I mean, hey, you don't know what people are into.
You don't. And, oh, my God, that is, like, a lot of people don't find out these things until that person dies.
Or they get exposed.
Although, I don't know how you go up, like, unless he's got, like, a whole-ass jar, like, this big of toenail clippings.
This is kind of what I feel. Once I sell it to you, at that point, it's not mine, it's yours. That's on you.
So you meet this guy, and he's got a chain with a charm full of your toenail clippings. You cool with that?
I would be like, oh, devotion. Love that.
Man, I'd fucking run. Wow. It's almost as if you're thinking three or four steps ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you have to, like, encourage. I mean, you can't shame them, even though, like, they want to be shamed, but you can't shame them for being your fan, for being, like, a supporter, you know? So you got to encourage them, because also, too, like, later down the road, he might want another bag of toenail clippings, like, you know? We gotta be on our ABCs. We gotta always be closing, you know.
Do you think that AI is going to have an effect on the adult entertainment industry as far as the visuals that you see online?
That's a big thing. Everybody, like, it's a big conversation. People bring it up. I personally don't think that, but you also got to look at this, okay? We got to look at, okay, the person who goes to McDonald's to the person who wants fine dining, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get off on this make-believe video that a man made, another man made, right? You're not going to be able to procreate with this woman. You're not going to have a baby or nothing. You're just going to and go. But I think men who are, who want equality, they want real, they're going to go to women who are actually real, that they can fantasize about all these fantasies, or they can know that, oh, they're potentially walking around in Las Vegas, right? That will never be replaced. So it just depends on the type of viewer. If you're just looking to get your rocks off real quick, that you can be okay with looking at a make-believe thing that another man made, sure, go ahead.
I mean, like, as far as, like, the up front, or the like the strip clubs, like I don't think you'll be able to there will be no duplication of a human being for that. But as far as like a porn
movie,
at some point the AI is going to be, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, I mean, I know some girls, and I might get into it. It's kind of interesting. I know these great women that are doing cosplay porn, but they're doing AI and it's not even like them. So they're able to do all this like crazy like porn, but it's not real. They're just like taking pictures. So I thought that was interesting. So I just think like we have to, there can be positives and negatives to the advancement of technology. And I mean, we just have to be here for everything. I mean, if you kind of, you know, swallow all this like fear mongering on it and your fear, then yeah. But if you're like a real hustler and you're a true performer in yourselves, like you won't have a problem. And I think that's why creating a brand is very much important when you're getting into this online work, because of these things. You know, you're going to have AI going on. Well, guess what? Like, you know, you're a woman. You have a voice. People love hearing your voice. People love real hair that they can buy. Maybe this is why these people are buying this weird shit. Something real.
Now, I will say, yeah, ladies, y'all got to be careful what you're signing, because I talked to a lady, unrelated but kind of related, and she did voiceovers.
Oh, okay.
And I think she had interviewed Susan. I can't remember her last name, but I want to say she was the voice of Siri.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't get paid for it. She got paid like a small check for them to use her voice in perpetuity. And then after she learned that lesson, she did something for Apple, and for every time it got played, she got paid.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. You know, don't sell in perpetuity or give them the ability to use your name, likeness, or voice forever just from that one thing.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of some, you know, issues that was going down in LA with the strike. It was hitting a lot of different things. And I think too, like, you know, I think there was something going on with like Tom Cruise and some AI stuff, and they were having to get their lawyers on top of things. And also too, I mean, it trickles down into the porn industry, and that is something that is definitely like to look after. I felt thankful that I'm not part of this newer generation porn performers because they have to worry about this. So I'm not really shooting scenes like that anymore. I do make my own content, but now I can do solos. I could do girl. If I ever use a man, it's he's a submissive, in the content. So like I have a little bit more like creative control when it comes to like the content.
So submissive, you mean by a dude like
a bitch. I was trying to be proper.
So wait, is the dude getting paid to do to no. be a bitch?
No, they are. It's like a trade. They get to like be around me, and they get to you know
get be your, to your
on my OnlyFans.
Be your puppy.
Yeah, and then also like they're being put out there too. So actually, like AVN, I did something really funny because I knew there wasn't going to be like any like good like after parties because the prior year that happened. So I booked my dungeon like as like the after party, and I got like my three my dom girlfriends, and I was like, we're gonna dom somebody, and I had a guy that we were going to. Dom, like a triple dom show. He got cold feet, so he backed out, and so all the girls were like, well, what's up? I was like, he's out. I was like, we're going next on the list. Any of you guys got a dom? We're going. And so we had a few people go, and then we went to this after party like after the awards, and then we went to their after party. It was at a nightclub, right? So I'm like looking around, and then like everybody was having like a terrible time, and they like looked at me, and I was like, bitches, we going. So we go, my girlfriend got the doms, and I basically brought this whole party over to the dungeon. And then I hired a videographer team. We filmed it. It was amazing. We got like two subs. We domed like a guy and a girl, and it was hot. And now I'm like, next year I'm like, oh, I want to go bigger.
Okay, I'm completely ignorant to the dominatrix stuff.
Sure.
Walk me through a mild dom situation.
Sure. So a submissive, we would. Prior to us actually officially going into the dungeon, we would have a conversation. I would find out like what his fetishes are. And then also I would find out what his limits are, meaning like what is totally like off limits. We would, you know, we would understand like what my fetish is. And then I would make him he'd have to put a deposit down. So, cause you know, sometimes a lot of these guys, like they will want it. And then like when it's leading up to it, they'll cancel. And like, you know, so you want to have something as collateral. So nothing's wasted. So then when they go in, you know, you give them the safe word and you just go, I don't want to give it all away, but we don't go. It's not like he's going to tell me everything that he wants and I'm going to go like, you know, I'm going to go one by one. And I'm really, it's therapeutic. I'm going to get in his head. I'm going to give him what he's wanting, but I'm going to go real slow with it because it is almost like a, like a therapeutic session. It could be, I'm sensual, so there's different levels of doms. It can be very like sadist, masochist. They can, you know, put
one. So that's something different then.
Pain onto them. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause when you see it, like when you see, like you go to the movies and there's like a little
right.
kid, somebody getting their ass beat with a ball in their mouth.
That is okay. So that is the funny humor. That's what people are thinking. They're always thinking like, oh, there's chains and whips. Yes, there is. But slowly, like the ball gag is a form of sensory deprivation. You start to like take their senses away so that they can really be in the moment. Like you have to think about, we're in this age where everything is just so like, you know, direct, like we are always having it. We can find any video online, whatever. instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
So when you're doing these steps, it's about letting them really earn that desire, whatever it is that they want, you know, socks, they want feet in their face, they want to be used as a chair. I mean, there's many ways. And when we do the whips, there's a style to it that you're just kind of igniting their senses. You know, we all had sex for the first time. So this is kind of like popping a new cherry, but where you're pulling back and where you can actually have such, like when you're kind of combining your physical and your mental stimulation, you could have a powerful like orgasm that lasts longer than just that like moment.
Okay. more power to you. And
yes.
And whoever is
interested.
Yeah. Hey, boy. You know, I thought I was too old to be learning new shit, but goodness gracious.
Yeah. Learning something today.
I learned a lot today. first off, I want to thank you for stopping by. This has been it's been a phenomenal conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
It was an honor. If I don't know if there's anything I can possibly do for you. Quite honestly, I'd be scared if you asked me. I'm not sure.
No way. I wouldn't dom you against your consent.
Shit. No, respectfully, you know, no disrespect to anybody into that. But if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know and I got you.
So this Saturday I will be at I'm having a blank. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I think I got it somewhere.
Yeah. On my social media. I know that they have another big club, but I will be at Players. Of course, you know, players will go to the Players. So I'll be doing two shows and then I'll do a meet and greet. So I will be there in Detroit for the NFL draft. And if anybody wants to get in touch with what I'm doing, if it's online, maybe you want to get a session, but I am on Instagram, OnyxMuseXO, and I have a podcast, youtube.com, Sin City with Onyx Muse. You could find me there and you could find my new podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out
yes.
Anonymously.
Yes. I want to listen to the one with the girl.
Well, again, I want to thank you for stopping by. And you have a phenomenal day. Enjoy your time in Detroit. I'm sure it will be spectacular.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Yo, that was phenomenal. I learned a ton. Never imagined that I'd have a conversation with. Yes, I'm sorry. I saw that. Yeah, my mind is blown there. I'm sorry. I had to bring you back for that because I saw you doing that. Yes, it's absolutely fucking blown.
You can tell Mikey knows, like, I'm in a whole other world. Mikey's not, like, into the, but he knows, like, I get down on the dog stuff and online, so, but he's amazing. He always books me for shows out in Detroit.
You know, I told him the other day, everybody knows Mikey.
I know!
Like, especially in Michigan, like, there, oh my God, like hanging out with Mikey is like literally hanging out with
Mikey. I've been trying to get Mikey to come to Vegas, and it is so hard. He loves Detroit. He will not leave Detroit.
Well, understandable. And he's got so many things going on that, you know, like leaving Detroit for 20 minutes is losing money.
I know. Trick Tricks came out here a couple of times. So it's funny. But yeah, no, Mikey is amazing. And I actually ran into Rosenberg. He like randomly, because you know Eminem did the walkout for Carl Crawford doing the boxing, and they came into my strip club, and the bouncer put them in like a stupid section, and I was like, you know my boy Mikey, and they were like, oh yeah, we know Mikey.
Oh my, you know what? I've been trying to fucking interview Rosenberg probably for about 5 or 6 years now.
You know, he's a tough one.
Yeah, I know.
I was actually shocked that he was in my club, and I knew exactly who he was. They tried to play around. They were like, oh yeah, because it was him, and they had a few producers that work with Snoop and Dr. Dre, and then they had Dr. Dre's son too. And it was like, and I was like, oh, what do you guys do? And they're like, yeah, we work for the bus company. I was like, oh, the bus company. They give enough bus money to get boxing tickets. I was like, that's kind of.
I had to send Rosenberg this clip. I might get that interview.
Yeah, no, I mean that's a tough one, but I know. I think Eminem is having a new album, so that's going to be exciting.
I'd probably have to die and come back as a microphone to interview him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I mean that one. Getting an interview with him, that would be the toughest one.
Although, I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah.
I never say that
anything is impossible.
Right.
Because years ago, I would have thought a lot of things were impossible that have happened. So.
Yeah.
Now it's like a, you know.
You're optimistic. Just like these men with the feet content. Now they have
Okay, that's different. That's completely different.
Things can happen.
You know, however, if there's some women out there that would like to purchase slightly used socks, I've got a lot.
I tell men, I'm like, look, you could do it too. You just need to package it up and get it ready.
If you want an old fat dude's used socks, hit
me. it's actually really great because there is men doing the financial domination. However, you do have to understand what your clientele is. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
there's no shame in their game. Then they got the money.
Yeah, it's not gonna work well for me.
Probably not for you. I can't say that I know too many women who, you know, they want to buy men's used items.
Yeah, you know, but there's hope.
There's hope.
I'm gonna keep these socks on until somebody buys them.
Get under wraps, you know.
Anyway, let me get out of here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day. Yo, and this has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. Y'all already know this is Jobs. Man. People are wild. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all have a good one.